Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Michigan Literary Network Radio for Wednesday, May 31st, 2017. The last day of the month, y'all. I'm Andrea Daniel, and today my guest is Dr. DeAndrea Matthews, who will talk with me about her literary life and new venture, and here's a little bit about Dr. DeAndrea Matthews. Commonly known as Dr. D, DeAndrea Matthews is an author, educator, national conference speaker, and ordained minister. Passionate and accomplished, Dr. D's gifts, exercised through voice and pen, have inspired many to embark upon their own road to success. Dr. D is the president and book strategist for Claire Alden Publications, LLC. She has written and published several books, including Their Darkest Hour, Reboot, Global Breakout Bible Study Guide, and Almost Doesn't Count. She is currently working on her first full-length nonfiction book entitled The Surrendered Soul, Aligning the Five Parts of Your Soul with the Will of God. And I want to welcome Dr. DeAndrea Matthews to Michigan Literary Network Radio. Hello.
Hello. How are you, Andrea?
I am well. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. A little embarrassed to listen to my own bio.
But, you know, it's so funny because it lets you know what you've done. It's like, oh, I did that. Okay.
This is true.
And you've
this
done
is true,
things.
So thank you.
So it's okay. It is okay. It is okay. So, Dr. D, let's start off with a conversation about your literary life. When did you first realize you wanted to be an author?
Actually, I was a very little girl when I knew that I wanted to be an author. It was somewhere between third and fifth grade when I was a contestant on a show on public television called Reading Road Quiz. Mm-hmm. That was a game show for elementary students, and we actually had to read about 100 books in order to represent the school. And I was a contestant for a couple of years on that show, and that really jump-started my love for reading. And as a result of that, I said that I wanted to write my own books one day. I started out wanting to write children's books in my head because, of course, that's what I was reading at the time, but that is really what birthed my love for reading and my passion for writing.
How nice to be a contestant for 2 seasons, you said?
Yes, yes. Unfortunately, we don't have that footage anymore. It was the early 70s, but yeah, I sure was.
So, with that passion that was sparked when you were that little girl, how many books have you written so far?
So I've actually written, I'm working on my 5th book. So I have a book that's coming out. It's a free ebook that's already finished. It will actually come out on my birthday on June 16th. That is my gift to my readers, and it's called Letters to My Angry Self. It talks about my struggle with anger, and I know that some others will probably relate to the things that I've included in that book, but it's a free book because it's really to promote my first full-length nonfiction novel or book, which is The Surrendered Soul, Aligning the Five Parts of Your Soul with the Will of God.
Oh, wow. Okay. How? What a nice birthday gift for people on your birthday. That is so giving.
Absolutely. Yes. So usually we expect gifts on our birthdays, but this is a way to give back.
Absolutely. I totally get it. I get it. So Letters to My Angry Self. That is so interesting. Tell us a little bit more about that.
So it's really a short ebook, but it's an introduction and a glimpse at some very significant chapters, I'll say, in my life where I'm describing my struggle with anger. So looking at anger as, you know, a wife, as a mother, as someone who's experiencing illness, serious illness for the first time. So again, these very real struggles that others can relate to, this is an opportunity to let's deal with anger, let's understand it for what it is. Anger is a healthy emotion. It really lets you know that something else is going on, but learning how to deal with our anger and dealing with others in a more appropriate way so that we're not getting into any trouble ourselves.
Okay. Wow. That is so interesting. And this may sound like a simple comment, but I'm just going to say it anyway, simple or not. Looking at you, I mean, I know everybody deals with anger, right? You know, we all have our angry modes. We all have our angry moments. But looking at you, you don't seem like an inherently angry person. You know what I mean? Because we keep seeing each other on occasion.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. We've seen each other, you know, many times over the years. And that's true. I don't come across as an angry individual, and I work very hard on that. Thank you. But at the same time, anger is something that I've struggled with from a little girl who had a potty mouth, getting her mouth washed out with soap. You know, so anger is something that I've had control over, if you would, but at the same time, not dealing with it. And, you know, just being the type of person that's calm on the outside, but again, this undercurrent is stirring on the inside. And being the type of person that didn't deal with it in an effective way, and when it comes out, it explodes. So that obviously isn't healthy for me or the people that I love, because I've damaged some really important relationships as a result of my anger. So even though it doesn't look like it on the surface, you know, a lot of us wear masks. A lot of us deal with things what we call private sins or private things that others don't really know about. But it's an internal struggle. And this is a way for me to be a little transparent so that I could help somebody else who may be struggling with the same thing.
Okay. Okay. Wonderful. That's a wonderful explanation. Thank you so much for that. So, with that said, you know, you've written about your anger, your issues with anger, which is a wonderful way to work things out. Writing that, as we know, can be very cathartic and very therapeutic for us. So
absolutely.
Knowing that that is one thing that has inspired you to write. What other items or topics inspire you to write?
So I am at the very heart a teacher, and a lot of the works that I will produce in the future will have to do with just things over time that I've taught other people, that I work with other people about, that needs to be written down and shared more broadly. So that is going to lead a lot of my literary works moving forward. But at the heart of it, I love people. And just dealing with some of the things that people deal with on a regular basis, that is really my motivation or my passion. What can I do? What can I say? How can I help people to deal with some of the everyday issues that are going on?
Okay, so you say the teacher part of you is going to drive your literary works going forward. What that says to me, and tell me if I, you know, let me know if I'm on the right track. What that says to me is that you are maybe experiencing a shift in the things you want to present in your writing. Is that so?
Absolutely. So I'll admit my first few novels were my comfort zone. I kind of put my foot into the author bin with fiction, which was very comfortable for me. But now I am shifting, and I'm focusing more so on nonfiction, which is where I desire to be, which is where I should be all along. But again, I started out in a very comfortable area with fiction, and now I'm moving more into nonfiction, where I really desire to make the biggest impact. So yes, there is a shift taking place.
Okay. Well, congratulations on the shift. What do you think was the catalyst for this shift happening?
So I think the catalyst is really just, it's been a natural evolution. So people coming to me after I've published my first couple books, asking for advice, asking for, you know, just some tips and pointers and, you know, lead me in the right direction type of thing. So that's been a part of the evolution, but also I continue to teach. I continue to be an educator. I continue to work with, you know, lots of different groups of people across the generational spectrum, across, you know, all different types of diversity. So this is inherently who I am. And again, being able to put out information that helps those people that I've worked more closely with on a regular basis. That's my goal.
Okay. Okay. Got it. Well, again, congratulations for stepping more into your authenticity, I suppose.
Yes. Embracing my authentic voice.
Yes. Absolutely. Embracing your authentic voice. Thank you for saying that, because that part is so important, especially as a writer, and especially as the writer that it sounds like you want to be. So that's a good shift to be moving into. So after releasing your work and having it found out there and read and everything, have you found anything surprising about it once the work gets out there and people have read it and they've come back and said things to you? Have you found anything surprising about that?
Actually, I have. It's always great to read the comments and the reviews that people share. And again, some authors are scared of the reviews because you never know what someone's going to say. But again, it helps you as an author to grow. So whether it's good, bad, or indifferent, it's good to read through it and to understand what those readers are saying. But the most surprising part for me is the different perspectives that people see or the different lens that they view the stories through and what they take away from it. And a lot of times as I'm reading through those comments and those reviews, what the readers take away and the new meaning that they grasp from it is something that I never anticipated when I was actually writing the story. So that's a beautiful thing for me because with diversity, each of us comes with our own experiences, our own backgrounds, and that's the lens that we view things from. So even though I'm writing it from one perspective and this is what I think the impact is going to be, always very refreshing to hear the readers say what they got from it and, again, what they saw and how it moved them and how it motivated them. That is always a pleasure.
Yeah. Have anything you've read in the comments from people? Because I like the way I like the way you're looking at it. Like, oh, you know, this is something that I didn't think about while I was writing it. But as you have been reading the comments, you know, as they come through, has anyone ever said prompted you to write something more about the topic that you started out with from the book or to, you know, maybe form a new book?
It has given me an opportunity to think about if I wanted to maybe do a sequel or a series or something like that. And I'm not completely sold on that yet, but what it does is it reminds me why it's important to be an author. It reminds me of why I wanted to start writing in the first place. And it really confirms, for me at least, that this is what I should be doing. So it's great to get the comments, it's great to get the reviews, but ultimately that feeling of, okay, I'm making a difference, I'm making an impact, and really this is a part of my legacy. What can I, you know, pull out of my brain, put on paper, and share with others that's going to be the legacy that's going to help people long after I'm gone?
Right, absolutely. And so you mentioned a little minute ago about one of the other books that you're working on, Letter to My Angry Self, but then you're working on your first full-length nonfiction book. Tell us about that.
Yes. So this has been, I'll say, too many years in the making. Again, being in my comfort zone, not really stretching and embracing this. So a lot of my teachings, and I've had several roles over the last years, whether it was women's ministry director leading our women's Bible studies or whether it was, you know, as pastor of leadership development, those types of roles, it's always been teaching opportunities there. So this work, The Surrendered Soul, Aligning the Five Parts of Your Soul with the Will of God, really looks at how we can take different aspects of who we are and align it with God's will. For example, a lot of people know the soul to be the mind, the will, and emotions. Well, in this book, I'm going to talk about the soul being not just the mind, will, and emotions, but also including our memories and our imagination. So looking at how the past influences our decisions and also how our imagination impacts our future. So there are different aspects of what I bring out in this book, and it's really challenging me because, you know, I have to be transparent about some of my struggles, and that's what birthed Letters to My Angry Self. But also it's helping me to be able to document a lot of the things that I've taught, a lot of the things that I've shared that have helped other people in their walk. So I'm really looking forward to completing this and talking more about this.
Right. Okay. So as you're talking about your teaching and the things that you're putting into the book and the things that you're getting out of yourself to be able to put it into the book, share a little bit about what you teach, because I didn't read your whole bio. You've got a lot of information on your website about yourself and in your bio, but tell us about the areas that you actually teach, because you're in the ministry also.
That is correct. So a lot of what I teach is based in Christianity, And what I've taught came from several sources. So again, starting with Bible studies, and again, focusing more so on women in the past, but also I created a training course, if you would. It was specifically for those who are called to ministry, those who are seeking to be licensed and or ordained. I created what we call the Ministerial Training Academy. It was a series of six classes that really took you through, you know, Old Testament survey, New Testament survey, all the way through homiletics, hermeneutics, and, you know, all the technical aspects of the ministry. But that's really where my passion and my teaching is. I hold a doctorate in religious education, a master's in theology, and a lot of my teachings are birthed from my own training, what I've learned that I want to now give back and share with others as they continue to grow in their walk with God.
Okay. Wow, what a wonderful path you're going on. I have to say that this is Michigan Literary Network Radio, and I'm talking to Dr. DeAndrea Matthews, and we're talking about her literary life, and she's taken a wonderful path from the little girl who wanted to be an author to now being an author. And now, Dr. D, you're taking on a new literary venture. You and your husband, Brian, have just established the publishing company, Claire Alden Publications. So I want to also congratulate you on that venture.
Thank you.
What made you decide to take the publishing route?
Well, it's honestly the next step that's necessary when you plan on publishing more than one book. I'll say it like that. But at the same time, as I'm learning more about the publishing business and, again, people seeking out advice, it's really the umbrella for several services that we're going to provide. Book coaching, obviously, is a part of that because, again, as I'm, you know, continuing to produce works, I'm working with actually five coaching clients right now as far as helping them get their manuscript completed and then, of course, moving forward to the publishing process, helping people whether they want to kind of go through it on their own and giving them the steps and giving them the templates to be able to move forward on their own, or whether they just want to have somebody else do it for them, being able to provide those services. Because, again, we all have a story to tell. So I want to be able to help midwife, if you would, other people's stories as I'm helping to do my own at the same time. So the book coaching process, the book publishing process, and then in the future we're going to add book promotions as well. Because, again, as we're producing our own works, as we're helping others to produce theirs, there has to be a vehicle to help them to promote them as well. So that's the come in the future for Claire Alden Publications.
Right. And thank you for mentioning the services that you do, because even before you started the publishing company, you offered, it was literary coaching services, correct? Is that what you're coaching in?
That is correct. Yep. I started out, you know, just coaching other people, just on a very small scale, but again, coaching other people, helping them to produce their own books. So absolutely, I started that even before we launched our publishing company. But yeah, this is the umbrella that is going to house all of those services and be able to reach more people and have a much wider scale. Ultimately, we're going to train some other book coaches because, again, I have a specific ideal reader and target audience that I'm going to work with, but we want to work with others who want to be able to take those skills and help others and their target audience as well. So that's another aspect of what is to come, adding other book coaches to our umbrella.
Okay. And so previously you published your own work, right?
Yes.
It was just for you. It's just, you know, Dr. DeAndrea Matthews publishing her work.
Right.
Now you're going to be taking on other people. So what are you looking forward to about publishing other people's work?
I am looking forward to just being a part of that creative process, just being a part of that creative process because, again, like I said, we all have our stories. We all have our experiences. And even though it's not about us, it's about the reader. But how can we share something that's going to impact that reader? How can we do something that's going to help someone else reach their goals? I'm a firm believer that it's not just about me. It would be great if I just wrote my own books and published them under my own company name. That's fabulous. But it's not just about me. And just like, you know, others in the industry have poured into me and given me knowledge and helped me along my path, now it's my turn to, again, turn around and help others in the same way. So it's about that give and take. It's about the reciprocity. Someone gave to me and helped me in the process, and now to someone else, and train others to be able to give back.
Okay, reciprocity. Great, great, great. So you know how, you know, in the business world, when you're working with clients, one of the things that comes up is, who is your ideal client? So who is the ideal Claire Alden Publications client?
I would say the ideal client would be that man or that woman who has a great story in their heart that they desire to tell. They have an idea of who it's going to impact, whether it's young people, whether it's men specifically, women specifically, if it's a specific age group. That person who has that story to tell, they have a love for people and they want to get it out. So those are the people that we really want to connect with. Those who, again, may have something in mind, whether it's dealing with addiction, whether it's dealing with life issues. Those are the types of things that we want to talk about. But as we're talking about these very serious concerns, it's all about inspiring hope. The messages that we want to get across in particular are those that inspire hope and those stories of overcoming. A lot of times, particularly in the body of Christ, we don't hear enough about those overcoming. And it's the testimony, it's the stories that make you, that let you know you're not the only one going through, and there is the tunnel, there is a way of coming out, and there's life on the other side. Those are the types of stories that we want our authors to be able to share.
Okay, so you'll take fiction and nonfiction writers?
Fiction and nonfiction, absolutely.
Okay, and are you just focused on Christian writers?
No, we are not. I would say,
okay.
To a couple people right now, services, some five want to, you know, do a little bit of horror. I think that we are open to all of those genres. The only thing that I am not interested in publishing at this point would be something that is triple X, pornographic, anything on that end. No, not quite for me, but I can definitely give some referrals to some other people that would not mind publishing that.
Right, right, because you don't want to leave people hanging, right? If they have a story they want
right.
to tell, you want to send them on to somebody who can help them more than you. So
absolutely.
That is great. So Claire Alden Publications is the creation of both you and your husband. And your husband, Brian, he's the company's chief financial officer and vice president of operations. So what's it like being in business with your husband?
It is actually rather refreshing. So he is the manpower behind the scenes. He takes care of a lot of the business so that I can focus on other things. But it's actually refreshing. And actually the name of the company, Claire Alden Publications, is a combination of our names, our middle names actually. And it is just the perfect blend of a union that is operating equally to make this happen. So it's been wonderful working with him. He is my best friend. And we work well together, so it works out really good.
Oh, wonderful. So it's kind of, it's adding a dimension, a new dimension to your marriage?
Definitely. Definitely.
Okay.
We can talk,
that's great.
You know, we can talk as far as personal, we can talk as far as business, and it's not a conflict. It's not a conflict at all.
Okay, well, again, I want to congratulate you on that because not many people can, you know, can move in that direction with their spouse. So that's a very good move. So I know the company is in its infancy stage, and you did mention a little bit ago about some of the moves that Claire Alden Publications wants to take. But what else might be on the horizon for the company?
That's a good question. So in addition to what I've already shared as far as, you know, adding book promotions, moving more into the publishing aspect of it, other than coaching. Coaching, I think we've got a good handle on now. We've got a couple publishing clients lined up. But getting more into publishing, looking at other genres that might be appropriate for our services, but then also the book promotions and adding more coaches. Again, not limiting it to myself or my husband, Brian, but also incorporating others who want to be a part of this vision, who want to be a part of what we're doing, helping others realize their dream of writing and publishing books.
Okay. So with that said, please let our listeners know how they can get in touch with you and how they can find you online and the website and all of that.
Absolutely. So Claire Alden Publications can be found on our website, which is www.clairealden.com, and that's C-L-A-I-R-E-A-L-D-I-N, www.clairealden.com. You can go to our website. It has all the information as far as our portfolio, our products, our services, and even some book reviews and testimonials if you want to read what other people are saying. You can contact us through our website at info@clairealden.com, or you can follow us on social media. Please do. That's where we will be announcing a lot of our promotions, a lot of our freebies. Mm. So if you're on Instagram, it's at Claire Alden. If you're on Twitter, it's at Claire Alden. And then we can be found on Facebook as well, Claire Alden Publications, LLC.
Yay, very good. Dr. DeAndrea Matthews, that is all the time we have, but thank you so much for being my guest today, and I definitely want to have you back when you get the full-length nonfiction book out so that we can talk about it, because I think we had a pretty good of an intro conversation about Letters to My Angry Self. I kept thinking, don't get into it too far, because maybe we'll come back, and we'll talk about that. So we'll talk about a couple of the other things when the other book comes out.
Wonderful.
So thank you so much for being with me today, and you have a good rest of your night.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And that is it for this edition of Michigan Literary Network Radio. I want to thank again Dr. DeAndrea Matthews for being on the air with me. It was a wonderful conversation. You can check her out at her Claire Alden Publications at clairealden.com. That's CLAIREALDIN.com. And you can find her on Facebook and all the social media platforms. Check her out if you're interested in being published. I am sure that she and her husband can help you. And remember to stay connected with Michigan's literary community through the Michigan Literary Network and Motown Writers Network at www.motownwriters.com. And you can also find us on Facebook. And be sure to tune in to Michigan Literary Network Radio on blogtalkradio.com next Wednesday from 5:30 to 6 to hear more literary good stuff with my guest, Herb Boyd, to talk about his new book, Black Detroit, A People's History of Determination. This has been Andrea Daniel from Michigan Literary Network Radio. Thank you so much out there for listening in. I really do appreciate you. And have a good rest of your day, have a good rest of your week, and live a good story. And if you're so inclined, write about it. Good night.